Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for June 20th to 26th. So we have, the energy's been really kind of up and down, back and forth, kind of all over the place. Yesterday we had another really high, intense energy. The Schumann was very high. If you were feeling anxious in your body, it would have been because there was a lot of energy flowing through. I was like feeling like glitches in like my nervous system. And so often I will feel that when the high frequency is moving through very powerfully. And that kind of lasted all day yesterday and even into most of the night. But then today we've had another shift. So I feel like for the past 4 days or so, it's been a bit of a pattern like that. So it's been a really high energy day. The Schumann is showing it. So we're showing like the white spikes on the chart. So big, big, powerful energy coming through. And then the next day, it'll be the opposite. We're just kind of looking on a scale. So Schumann going up to like 76, we haven't seen that high kind of number for a long time. And then boom, now then dropping to a 20, which is what's happening today. And so then feeling the difference in energy. So big difference in energy, right? It's kind of like, you know, it's like if you were to put on two different soundtracks or two different music backgrounds for your party. So, you know, yesterday would have been like the hardcore dance, you know, you've got the bass going, all of that. And then today we've got some classical music coming through. So let me know if you guys are feeling that kind of shift, that kind of, and what your kind of background noise feels like. I'm glad they're giving it to me like that, but they're calling it the background noise. I'll have to look into that more about that. That's good. But I like that analogy of the background noise being like the crazy dance music, club music, and then going into like the classical music. So I really feel like they're saying to me part of that shift. And so maybe, you know, again, maybe it's because they had been hitting some of us so hard that they realized that they have to give us these down days in between just so that we can kind of catch up and so that we don't feel like we're being taken out. And I know a lot of you guys don't necessarily feel it to the degree that some of us do, and that's okay. We've talked about that before. It's good that there are lots of us that are not falling apart while others are falling apart. It's a really important process for us to keep everything in balance. So we have right now the big, even though because we don't have high frequencies coming through like that, we're not getting blasted with the waves, we still have that big energy coming through on a different kind of scale because, of course, we have the summer solstice, which starts tomorrow. So this is, you know, it's a new cycle, right? It's the beginning of a new cycle on the earth. It happens to be the longest day of the year. It's also like that shift into like the new cycle, right? So new ways, new beginnings. And when I asked what this particular next cycle was going to be like for us, they said that we were going to be breaking free from gridlock and old patterns. So I find that that's interesting because they're saying to me right now that there's still much resistance. And so see if this resonates with you about any area of your life. Remember, it can apply to all of the scenes of your life. So whether it is, you know, health, career, money, love, relationships, whatever it is, see if that feels right to you about there being a bit of resistance there. So meaning that it's not flowing the way you would like it to be in the most magical way. Maybe you're feeling less than inspired. Maybe you're feeling less than motivated around it. Maybe something's still feeling hard or difficult. And so they're saying to me right now, the resistance within. So this is, again, we're being given so many opportunities to go inward, to really, really do the work from the inside out, which is, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do because a lot of us, you know, even from the time as children, you know, when something happens to you, you're crying and pointing. It was he did it, she did it. That's And we tend to kind of keep that pattern going, you know, with when things are, it's the blame game, right? It's one of the human frequencies of when something's not going right, of seeing with our outside eyes and not with our inside eyes. And so I feel like we're going to be really being given the opportunity over the next little while, again, to do that deep healing, that deep transformational healing, because that's kind of what the solstice does. It's brings in that opportunity for deep transformational energy to work with us and do that really, really big, big, deep healing. Again, they're saying to me right now that this is going to have a lot to do with the frequencies. So pay attention to that. So when the frequencies are really high, lots of opportunity to do stuff. When they're really low, lots of opportunity to do stuff. Two different ways, right? Two different ways of doing it, right? So maybe when the frequencies are low, this is more of a reflective day. This is a more of going inward day. And then when the frequencies are higher, then you can do the stuff that you need to do that create more action, that require more action from you. And so this is not bad news, but this is what, so they said to me that stuff will keep coming up. So heavy, dense feelings about stuff. So again, pay attention to this, again, just in the frequency of it. So when you think about a certain situation, when you feel into something, what kind of energy does it feel like is around it? So just maybe do this little exercise with yourself today just to kind of feel in. So go into all the areas of your life. And this is one of the things that I do with the soul guidance mentoring sessions that I do with clients. And so we energetically pop into each area. So we go into the health, we go, you know, the physical body, we go in there and feel and see what comes up. Is there anything that needs our attention? Any red flags there? Then we go into, you know, the career, finances, feel around in there. How's that feeling? Is that like a little murky for you? Is that like an area you don't, I really don't want to talk about that area. Feel into it. And when you're doing this, the key is, of course, you know, when I do readings for clients, it's, you know, because it's not coming from me, right? I'm just channeling the information. I don't have any emotional attachment or reactions to anything. So what comes in is what comes out. And try and do that with yourself, because really that's how our intuition works. So the easiest way is when you're going in and saying, okay, so let me feel into my relationships right now. Let me just feel into it energetically and just get the feedback, like, you know, literally the vibration coming back to me of how it feels. And I'm going to do this without having any kind of emotional reaction or emotional attachment to it. I'm just going to be the observer of it. So I'm going to ask for the energetic feeling or reading of my relationships, allow that to come back to me, and then see how that feels. Does it feel like murky and heavy? Does it feel unknown? Is there something fearful in that? Or does it make me feel alive? Do I feel inspired by it? Do I feel like all warm and fuzzy from it? Pay attention to that, because that's our gauge for all of the, you know, where we need to put more energy in, where we need to pull more energy out. And, you know, do this again with yourself through your areas, but without any kind of judgment on them and without any kind of like, I'm afraid of what's going to come up if I look at that. I'm afraid if I go too deep, what am I going to find? And that was another thing that came up when I was doing the channeling for us this morning, because this is, again, about that them saying to us that the stuff is going to keep coming up, the heavy, dense feelings about stuff. But they said to me, ask yourself what the source of this is. And so, again, this is, you know, if you're still in the place where, and I'm going to give you an example just from my personal experiences in my life lessons. So, you know, having a narcissistic parent, right? I was raised by a single mom who is a narcissist. And so, you know, everything that goes along, if you're an empath and you understand what happens when you live with a narcissist and all of the depth of that. And so of course, so in some of my experiences as a child, you know, I experienced abandonment. So there was a lot of, you know, my mom making the choice of choosing, you know, alcohol and drugs over her child, or choosing a boyfriend over her child. So there was a lot of stuff that, you know, when I was young, that brought in the life lesson of abandonment. So deep, hardcore wound of abandonment. And then now into my, you know, into my current life, there's, you know, as, and I'm being totally transparent with you guys on this. In the stage that I'm in my life, I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't smoke pot anymore. I've just, because of the way my energy is so highly sensitive to things, it changes my frequency too much and it doesn't agree with me. So I just don't do it anymore. But what I'm also finding is that I have like this intolerance to be around other people that are also drinking or smoking as well. And just not in a like an angry way or like, you know, but as in I don't want to be around it. I just don't want to be around it. And so it's very interesting because my husband, who, is, you know, also a soul on his journey and doing the things that he needs to do, but for whatever reason has decided that he's drinking on the weekends, just on the weekends, but he's drinking. And so there has been this, okay, so you're going to drink, but I'm not going to be around you when you're drinking because I don't want to be around that frequency or that vibration anymore. And it was really bothering me. Like I was really having this, like I was going through the being angry, then being resentful. Why are you doing this now? Why are you choosing that over me? And I had this, you know, I had a conversation with a friend who happens to be a psychic as well. It's always nice to have friends who are psychics so that you can get some insight into your life. Because sometimes we block and we don't see it clearly for ourselves. But what I was feeling, what I was processing was that inner child wound, that deep inner child wound of the abandonment. So now going back to the, you know, so when I was a child and my mom would choose alcohol over her child, I felt abandoned. And now as an adult with a husband who's choosing alcohol over his wife, feeling that abandonment. So you see how it just has come around, because that's what life lessons do. So when we have a life lesson and we don't heal through it, because that's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Is you heal through, it gives you opportunity for healing through these life lessons. And if we don't completely heal, it will keep coming around. It will come around with different people, different places, different situations, but it will keep coming up for you. It may look slightly different, but the core of it vibrationally will always be the same. And so it's very interesting, because once you have that awareness, once you go, ah, okay, so that's what I'm feeling. That's what I have been feeling. It's that inner child, that being afraid, that feeling alone, that abandonment energy. Then there's like this aha moment that comes. And this is the cool part about it, because you don't have to go and then talk to somebody about it for hours, and you don't have to do a million exercises to process it. You just have to have the awareness of it. So you have the awareness of it, and then they say to you, oh, there was your core wound. There you now have the recognition of it. So now you can recognize, oh, that was the point of that. That's why that experience was coming up for me. So I don't have to sit there anymore and point my finger at anybody and say, oh, it's because of what he's doing. It's because of what she's doing. Instead, I can look at and I can say, oh, they're actually giving me the opportunity to be able to work on that stuff and go within and heal it. And that's how this whole journey works. I've had somebody say to me once, Jody, you know, not everything has a meaning behind it. And I would beg to differ. I would beg to differ, because I feel like, you know, there's purpose to us coming here as souls. We don't have to be here on this planet, on this, you know, the most dense, hardest, complicated planet in the cosmos is Earth. This is, you know, if you talk to any of the star seeds or any of the people that are able to communicate with the galactic beings, you'll know that this is like, you want to come for drama and trauma. This is the place that you come to. And so this is, you have to say to yourself, so as a soul, I've chosen to come here, and I've chosen here because it will give me all of the opportunities to work on all of the life lessons that I have to work on. And so one of that, you know, is, and, you know, many of us, depending on what stage you are or what cycle you are in your life, we go through a big part of it of pointing the fingers, right? I did the same thing with my mother for, you know, for a very long time, a big chunk in my life. You know, I would say to myself, what did I do to deserve this? Like, you know, who did I hurt in a past life to have all of this stuff happen to me? And I know now, you know, through my own exploration that that's actually, it wasn't a punishment. I wasn't being punished for things. I was being given opportunity to explore and heal. And that's, you know, every single soul that we have in our lifetime. So every single, and I'm talking about sometimes it can be, you know, just the guy on the corner store that you see every day for your newspaper or your coffee or whatever it is. Every single interaction that you have is a signpost for you. So it's literally, you know, a signpost for you to see. And but the thing is, you need to remind yourself is that you get to choose. So, you know, where do you go left or right on that sign? Do you follow that road sign? Is that the sign that you follow? And remember, so it comes up for your awareness. It comes up so you can have the awareness of it, but you get to choose which direction you go in it. So you get to choose the direction of, oh, okay, so this is coming up for me to heal. This is coming up for me to part of my transformation. This is part of me to letting go or whatever it is that I need to work on. Or you can choose to go the other way on the sign, which is the, you know, the why me? Why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? Right. And that's, you know, oh, and horrible people are in my lives and they're all, so you can choose, you know, and for some of us who are empaths, I know even for myself, we need to be cautious and aware of when we call somebody a narcissist. Again, having the awareness that this means that there's just a certain vibration around the person that means that they act a certain way, they do certain things, but not having it in a judgmental way as in a finger pointing, right? Because of course the finger pointing doesn't help us at all. It actually makes us get stuck. We get stuck and stagnant and then won't move. So really pay attention to that if you're still finger pointing or if you're feeling the need to finger point. And over the next little while, like because of this new energy coming in, this big energy, there's going to be lots of information about what we store in our conscious mind and what we store in our subconscious mind. And so for you, again, that's going to be, you know, lots of stuff that you have stored in your subconscious mind. So that would be like your traumas, that would be your childhood stuff, that would be all. So that's all, you know, at the back of your, you know, in our subconscious, not in the front of it. And there's going to be like, kind of, I feel like a slow leak in there. So you're going to start to have more and more bits and pieces coming up for you to kind of go through and release. Like it's kind of, again, it's going to be unpacking like that box of clothes that don't fit you anymore. And, you know, as you bring the clothes out, you may start to have some memories of some stuff that may be uncomfortable, but you're in a different place now. So you are in a different place and you can recognize that. So you're okay now to see, you know, that outfit that reminds you of that, that really hurt you on that day, because you're in a different place vibrationally, frequency wise, because you're part of this group, because you've made the decision to, you know, join other like-minded souls, other vibrational beings who are working on themselves or who are here to discover their purpose and passion. Things are going to be different for you. You're going to process things differently. So remind yourself about that. And one of the things that they just kind of gave me, they said that, you know, don't let yourself be fooled because frequency can't lie. So don't worry about what your mind is telling you. It's what you're feeling around it, how you're feeling about things. And because Cancer season starts tomorrow, dun, 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 dun. I'm sorry, I'm not a huge fan of Cancer season. I'm not a huge fan of the energy that's around Cancer. I find it very clingy, very needy, very And as a, it's, and it's because I'm a fire sign, guys. I'm not, you know, try not being judgmental, but fire signs and water signs, we tend to like, you know, we either really good together or we like just don't like each other at all. So this is, we, you know, we're going to, we have a new cycle with that coming in. So everything's going to be high emotional. Everything's going to be, look, we'll look at the strengths of Cancer. And I, it's funny because when I look at the strengths of Cancers and I look at the weaknesses of Cancers, they all feel like weaknesses to me. So, and I, hopefully I'm not insulting any of our Cancer members that are in the group, but they're, so Cancers are very strong, right? They're very strong individuals, very dedicated. When they sink their teeth into something, they get something done. They don't do things halfway. It's 100% or nothing, which I guess are a lot of similar ways to, you know, the fire signs, the Aries as well. Except for sometimes the Aries, we tend to not finish things. So they're, you know, the Cancers have got that on us. But it's the, there's a bit of convincing energy that Cancers have. Like it's that, like here is my beliefs and they are the big beliefs and they're the right beliefs. So very powerful on their convictions. There's a pessimism about Cancer energy though. And pay attention because remember, you're going to feel this whether you're Cancer or not, because we're going to be in Cancer season. You're going to have the like self-doubt stuff come in, but it's going to show up as like a harder like devil's advocate. So, you know, be aware of that. That's coming from the, you know, from the Cancers, because they do like a bit of drama. They like to have that drama around them. And they also have that suspicious energy. So everybody is like, you know, they're not great at trusting. So they're a little bit suspicious of who they kind of let into their inner circle or who what they share with people. It can be, you know, though, a Cancer energy in out of balance can be the opposite, right? And it can be like oversharing, over trusting, and then of course it exploding in their face, and then, you know, then come the tears and the high emotions. So if you're feeling like overly sensitive right now and you can you feel that build up in the air, that's because we're coming into Cancer season. So it's very interesting because here they've given us the ticket. Here's the ticket to get onto the train to the new beginnings because the solstice is coming. And then, but just to let you know, your vibrational partner through this next little cycle is going to be the Cancer one. So So I don't know, you might decide to like not take this trip and not go on the train, but it'll be an experience, and it will definitely be giving you lots of opportunity to work through some of those deep inner core wounds that keeps on coming up. Deep inner core wounds. Yeah, that sounds like fun, doesn't it? Okay, my lovelies, have a magical, magical week. Remember to check your emails for the links for the lives. Our next live, I think, is next week sometime. We're going to get together and do our readings. I'll send an email to you guys about that on the Monday so we can start getting some questions out. Maybe I'll do it today too, just to remind you guys. So if you're not going to be there, you can submit your questions. Okay, everybody, have a magical, magical week, and I will talk to you soon.